and violent environments. He shares with USA Radio News what happens to children that are trafficked.
Well, Tim, there's actually many different scenarios, and that's part of the reason why this is a complicated problem. But I'll tell you, a common scenario are runaway youths. Okay, we're talking about youth that have ended up in foster care or in a, you know, some kind of welfare context, and you know, we're talking about teenagers now who are in a foster care situation, and they decide to run away. Okay, so first of all, they were vulnerable in the first place because they're in foster care. Then they run away; they're even more vulnerable.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot and Hunted In every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot and Hunted In provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
All right, and we're in the studio today without a guest, but we do have a lot to talk about. And keeping with our theme of Hot and Hunterdon, there is an amazing event happening here in Hunterdon in February, which we're going to talk about. And so our teaser to that is always our quote before we get over to the weather. So this is our quote, and then I think you might have a little inkling about what our topic will be. And if anyone was out last night, the sky was amazing. It had been an interesting sky kind of day yesterday. It seemed like when the sun came out, it was spring and it was beautiful. And then a second later, it would be overcast and dreary and seemed like a typical January day. And as it got closer to sunset, what happens is the sky became this amazing purple color, and the moon, being such a small sliver of a moon last night, it really made, with the dark clouds that were rolling in as the sun was setting, it really made for one of the most amazing night skies. So our quote today is a little bit about that, but it's also about our topic, which you'll hear more about after we do the weather, but our quote comes from Rumi. This is love, to fly toward a secret sky, to cause 100 veils to fall each moment. First to let go of life, finally to take a step without feet. So that is our quote of the day, and it is tied to our topic, believe it or not. And we do have an interesting topic today. So first, we will get to the weather, because you know how I like to look at the weather on Mondays. It's probably the only time during the week that I pay any attention to the weather. And sometimes it makes me a little nervous when there is an S word or some type of icon in my weather forecast that may be predictable for snow, ice, or sleet. And today, I think we're going to use a different weather channel for our forecast. So we're going to use the National Weather Service today for our forecast, but I want to plug into the Flemington forecast, because I don't think you all want the forecast for Philadelphia. So this is our weather for today. Right now it's overcast, but it is 44, so that's not too bad, right? And I did hear a lot of birds this morning. I don't know if anyone else did. I don't think it was my imagination, but I really felt like they had a lot to sing about this morning. And it didn't get cold last night, so it was around freezing when I was up and about, and I was listening to the birds, and I thought spring is definitely here. And another sure sign of that for me is when I left the studio last time, it wasn't pitch black out, and now when I leave today, it will still be light out. So that's really exciting, because in November, I come in the dark and I leave in the dark, and so now it's light and then there's more light. So that's exciting. So tonight we're looking for a low around 29. And we have a west wind of 6 to 9 miles an hour. Tuesday, tomorrow, which is the 28th, we are wrapping up this month of January without a lot of snow, which has been absolutely delightful. It's been one of the best months of January that I could remember. So we're looking at mostly sunny skies tomorrow. We have a high near 42 and a light wind. So it's a nice day to be outside. And again, we're not getting that cold at night. Tomorrow night, we're going down just to 24. So we can live with that. And then on Wednesday, our temperature rises up to almost 40 degrees, and it's sunny out. We still have a little bit of a wind, really, but it's below 10 miles an hour, so I don't think it will really cause too much stress for any of us or loss of power. Wednesday night, we have mostly clear skies with a low around 19. So Wednesday night, it is a little bit cold. But again, we bounce back up with sunny skies on Thursday and a high near 39. Thursday night, again, it's cold, a low around 21. And then Friday, we're looking at a mostly sunny sky with a high near 43. So I am definitely interested in this weather forecast. Now, there is an S word, and that S word comes into play on Saturday for our weather. But the thing about this is that the chance of precipitation is only 30%, and it's a chance of rain or snow between 8 and 2, and then a chance of rain after 2. But we're partly sunny with a high near 43, so I really don't think it's going to be too much of anything. And I seriously suspect as we get closer to Saturday, it will hopefully just become a chance of rain. Because right now, Sunday, where we have a high of 44, they're saying a 40% chance of precipitation, and that may be rain or snow. And the same thing on Sunday night. But then next Monday, we have a high near 47, which is March weather. So cannot complain about this at all. Our forecast is looking pretty good. I did have to say the S word, but in the context of being in the 40s, 43 and 44, I think I could get by with using the S word in that area. So let's do our commercial break, and then we'll be back in the studio with Hot and Hunterdon.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
All right, and we're back in the studio here on January 27th. We made it through the whole month here without any major snowstorms, so we're pretty happy about that. And we have a lot of guests lined up, probably too many guests. I'm really a little overbooked for February, but that was not the case for January. So we are winging it a little bit today, but I wanted to talk about an event that's happening in Hunterdon County and why it's so important. So there's a screening, and this is where we get the quote. It is a screening called Anne Morrow Lindbergh, You'll Have the Sky. And that is happening at the historic Hunterdon County Courthouse in Flemington on Saturday, February 8th at 2:30. So I'm going to post that to our Hot and Hunterdon page, but I thought this was something that we really wanted to lift up here at Hot and Hunterdon. First of all, because we often talk about gender disparities on the show. We talk about inequitable wages between genders. We talk about a host of gender issues that have created a culture where women are not paid dollar for dollar, and so many other things. So when we look at, I mean, we can take that across any industry, not just the financial disparities, but also the difference in how many we've talked a lot about how many female elected officials there are versus male, and how that is not an equal representation of the population. And there was an amazing article that was in the Star Ledger a few weeks ago that I think we should post in case people haven't had a chance to see it. It talked all about the difficulties that female members have had in trying to break into politics or in politics in New Jersey. And we haven't seen any amazing and sweeping statements that have come out making changes. Last I heard, I think they were getting a committee together to look at this. But that's not, you know, I think when you see something that's reported that has almost of a crisis situation to it, you want an immediate and emerging solution to that. So that is all around women politics in New Jersey and the treatment of women in politics in New Jersey. So I want to post that. But this really was interesting to me and I wanted to lift it up. It's because we hear often about Charles Lindbergh and his amazing accomplishments, but we don't often have an opportunity to talk about the very famous Anne Morrow Lindbergh and some of her accomplishments. And so there is a 30-minute film. It's an award-winning documentary, which explores her life. And she was also an author and produced many, many books, dozens of books. So I'm going to tell you a little bit more about her and about the screening and hope that you'll be able to participate in the screening. And if not that, at least maybe be interested in reading one of our books or journals or just learning a little bit more about her so we can continue to lift up and highlight the amazing cultural or historic pieces that women have played in Hunterdon County and throughout the country and try to lift those up. So let's do our commercials because we're due, and then we'll be back to talk more about this in depth.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
If it wasn't the ocean, wasn't the breezes, wasn't the white sand, the mapping of me, if I could sleep through the cold nights, if I could breathe, and eat it, if I had worked all summer, maybe I wouldn't feel so humble. Oh, you, it's always you, it's always you. Red roses.
All right, a little song gave me a little time to get our information up on our Hot and Hunter and Facebook page. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the amazing accomplishments of Ann Spencer Lindbergh. So there is a great article that we just posted, which is on NewJersey.com, and it's actually from the Hunter County Democrat, but it's posted on NewJersey.com. The link has been shared to our social media account, and it's about the screening of Anne Morrow Lindbergh, You'll Have the Sky. And hopefully you noticed the theme from our song, trying to be consistent here, about the stars and the sky here. So the screening is in Flemington at the Hunter County Courthouse on Saturday, February 8th at 2:30. And in trying to find some information about Anne Spencer Lindbergh for this show, I realized she died on February 7, 2001. So I'm sure that was part of the reason to try to do the screening so close to the anniversary of her death. And she was born in New Jersey, and she was born in Englewood, New Jersey. Of course, she made her home here in Flemington. Most people, of course, know about the tragic kidnapping of her son and her testimony. And we've talked about some amazing books that have been out about this period of time in Flemington that was just incredible, the amount of attention in a time where we didn't have instant access to news or information. So she was born in Englewood, New Jersey, and she graduated from the Chapin School in New York City in 1924, and then she attended Smith College and had a Bachelor of Arts degree, and this is in 1928, so remembering the context of that for that time, it was an amazing accomplishment for anyone, and certainly for a woman to have a bachelor's degree in the late 20s. So she met Charles Lindbergh in 1927 in Mexico City. And that is how they met. They were married in 1929, and they were married in New Jersey in Englewood. And that year, Anne Lindbergh flew solo for the first time. And in 1930, she became the first American woman to earn a first-class glider pilot's license. So amazing, and yet I fear that we don't talk about that enough. So I really wanted to spend a little time today making sure that you all know her a little bit the way I do from reading about some of her amazing accomplishments. And just flying solo for the first time and to be the first American woman to earn a first class glider's pilot license, I just think it's amazing. And her and her husband, Charles, were the first to fly from Africa to South America and explored polar air routes from North America to Asia and Europe. So it is amazing when you think of all of the accomplishments that she had early in her life and career, a bachelor's degree, a pilot's license, these amazing firsts for her, for air piloting as an American woman. And then later, after the kidnapping and even before in college, she was an amazing writer. In fact, she received a prize when she was in college for an essay that she wrote, and received a prize for that. So she always had some literary accomplishments. But I think what people remember most about her life, it was such a tragedy. So the kidnapping. So their first child was 20 months old when he was kidnapped on March 1st, 1932. And their home was in East Amwell. And so that was obviously why the child was here in Flemington. And the police began the first search into the disappearance of their child. And they found some footprints outside their home and a ladder, which they believe was part of the abduction. Went on to eventually charge someone in the plot. They thought they had a ransom note, and they processed the envelope for evidence. But, of course, this is, again, in 1932. And then eventually, after a massive investigation, a baby's body, presumed to be that of Charles Lindbergh Jr., was discovered on May 12th in 1932. So from March 1st, 1932 to May 12th, 1932, that is when the baby that we were presumed to be their child was discovered. And it was discovered 4 miles from their home at the end of a summit. And that, from there, went to the trial that became known as the Trial of the Century. So let's get to our news break, and then we'll be back to talk more about Anne's accomplishments in this upcoming screening.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump resumes on Monday, we're hearing from President Trump's attorneys regarding a defense of the president in their opening statements. Meanwhile, Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney says it's increasingly likely that other GOP senators will want to hear from former National Security Advisor John Bolton.
I've said for some time that I hope to be able to hear from John Bolton. I think with a story that came out yesterday, it's increasingly apparent that it would be important to hear from John Bolton. I, of course, will make a final decision on witnesses after we've heard from not only the prosecution, but also the defense.
The FBI is helping to process the scene of a helicopter crash that killed NBA legend Kobe Bryant, his 13-year-old daughter, and several others. The National Transportation Safety Board is a lead agency in the investigation into Sunday's deadly crash. News of the tragedy stunned sports fans around the world. This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. And over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Uncle Sam is ready for you to start filing your taxes. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Tax filing season is officially here. The IRS expected to process over 150 million tax returns this year, and it will start accepting returns from individual taxpayers beginning today. Most taxpayers expecting refunds of about $2,500. Filing deadline, April 15th.
General Motors is investing over $2 billion in its Detroit Hamtramck plant to produce all-electric trucks and SUVs. The move will create 2,200 jobs as the facility becomes the automaker's first all-electric vehicle plant. Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan says he called General Motors CEO Mary Barra after the automaker announced it would close the plant last year.
If you're going to build the vehicles of the future somewhere, why wouldn't you build the future of the vehicles in the city?
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Harvey Weinstein's former production assistant is taking the stand in his sex crimes trial in New York on Monday. Mimi Haley is one of the two women whose accusations are at the center of a handful of charges Weinstein faces. She told the jury that Weinstein raped her at his Manhattan apartment in 2006. Weinstein says the sex was consensual. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg. Highways, buses, trains, and planes are all used as modes of transportation for human and sex traffickers. With airports being a major concern, many airports are signing on to a new partnership program with the Department of Homeland Security. The DHS Blue Campaign educates people to help identify survivors and stop human trafficking. Everett Bartlett is the president of Stop Abusive and Violent Environments. He shares with USA Radio News what happens to children that are trafficked.
Well, Tim, there's actually many different scenarios, and that's part of the reason why this is a complicated problem. But I'll tell you, a common scenario are runaway youths. Okay, we're talking about youth that have ended up in foster care or in a, you know, some kind of welfare context, and you know, we're talking about teenagers now who are in a foster care situation, and they decide to run away. Okay. So first of all, they were vulnerable in the first place because they're in foster care. Then they run away. They're even more vulnerable.
All right, we're back in the studio. For some reason, the news seems like it just breaks off, and I don't know that it's the end, but I guess it's the end for us, right, for the news. So back to our topic today about really such an amazing woman who was a pilot and an author, and this 30-minute film, which will also include a discussion. There'll be questions and comments from the audience about Anne's life and her career. So, you know, she really is tied to Hunterdon County and, you know, Flemington being the county courthouse where the trial went on regarding the kidnapping and the finding of her child 4 miles from her house, deceased. Obviously, she gave testimony during the trial, and I think a lot of people, the kidnapping and murdering of your firstborn child, her being in Flemington at that time, and I mean, for years, the Flemington Hotel had a sandwich menu or just a menu with things named after the jurors. So obviously, it created a place here in Hunterdon County and certainly in Flemington. So she did receive a lot of media attention during that time. And Charles Lindbergh, of course, was the most famous man of the world. And really, she traveled around the world. I already mentioned how she, her accomplishments as the first woman in the, as a pilot, which was amazing. She had numerous awards for her achievements, and this comes from NewJersey.com. And some of these achievements for being a pilot or award includes the U.S. Flag Association Cross of Honor, the Hubbard Medal. In 1934, she received that for the 40,000 miles of exploratory flying on 5 different continents, which is amazing. And as an author, she wrote more than 24 books, including 5 volumes of her diaries, and her most successful book was the 1955 inspirational novel, Gift from the Sea. And there are actually 3 million books that were sold. That one title, Gift from the Sea, sold more than 3 million copies, according to this article on NewJersey.com. And most people, I hope, know that she was a pilot and such an accomplished pilot, and think of her as an author as well. So in terms of some of her works, this is why we're Into the Sky today. You'll Have the Sky is the name of this documentary. But the person who produced this documentary has produced other documentaries. And this one, I think I mentioned, did receive an award. So Anne Murrow Lindbergh, You'll Have the Sky is the exact title of this. It had aired already on PBS. It has won the 2017 Mid-Atlantic Emmy for Writer. And again, it takes a look at Anne's life through archival footage, pictures, and interviews with biographers and relatives. Judith Light, who's a Tony Award-winning actress, and who I remember from watching on different sitcoms. She provides the narration, and she also reads selections from Anne's work, American Horror Story, which is read by Lily Robb. And there's a limited number of DVD copies of the film that will be available for purchasing following the screening and discussion. So I see, am I late for my commercial? I think I'm okay yet. So I see that this is put on, and I just want to give a thank you to the mission for the Hunterdon County Cultural and Heritage Commission. I think I'll try that one more time. The Hunterdon County Cultural and Heritage Commission, they are sponsoring this. Their mission is to promote and support Hunterdon County arts, culture, and history by nurturing a sense of place, a culture of creativity, and an enthusiasm to preserve and maintain its history. So I think this is a phenomenal opportunity to learn more about Anne Murrow Lindbergh. If you cannot make the screening, then you can, I'm sure, find the PBS version that aired of this 30-minute film. I'm going to just make sure it was 30 minutes. You will miss out if you don't attend the event in Hunterdon. Yes, it's a 30-minute film. There will be a discussion, and they will take questions for the person, Susan Wallner. She's the award-winning writer, director, and producer of this film, and she will facilitate a discussion and would take questions and comments from the audience on Anne's life and career. So I think that it's amazing that she's tied to New Jersey and then specifically to Hunterdon County. And I hope that people are interested in this. And so close to the anniversary of her death, I hope that that gives special meaning and people will want to be able to attend and participate in something that's put on by the Hunterdon County Cultural and Heritage Commission. I think it's a really special event. And there is an email. If you look on Haunted Hunterdon's social media Facebook page, you'll see the article with the information to email. But if you do want to attend, it's cultural@co.hunterdon.nj.us. So it does sound like a great night or a great day to participate in this. It's coming up in February. There's another event I wanted to mention, which has been rescheduled 3 times in a row. So I'm thinking that third time's a charm, and that's the Clinton Bonfire. So I'll tell you all about that in just a moment. I just want to make sure we know that this is the screening that I'm talking about. Anne Murrow Lindbergh, You'll Have the Sky. It's at the historic Hunterdon County Courthouse. It's in Flemington. It's Saturday, February 8th, and it's at 2:30. And boy, that sounds like such a great day. I hope that you'll all be able to attend. I'm going to get the information for the Clinton Bonfire, and I'll be back in just a moment.
Oh, it's carnival night, and they're stringing the lights around you, hanging paper angels, painting little devils on the roof. Oh, the furnace wind is a flickering of wings about your face, in a cloud of incense. Yeah, it smells like heaven in this place. I can't eat, can't sleep, still I hunger for you when you look at me. That face, those eyes, all the sinful pleasures deep inside. Tell me how you know me now. Ways and means for getting in underneath my skin. Oh, you were always my original sin. Tell me why I shut inside every time we begin this danger. Oh, you were always my original sin.
John, I'm looking forward to seeing the movie about him. I haven't had a chance to do that yet, but that is on my list of things to do. So I wanted to talk about the Town of Clinton, New Jersey, their 12th annual Town of Clinton Bonfire, which has been rescheduled twice. So now we're third time's a charm. We're going to have a Saturday where it's not torrential rain or a huge forecast of snow. And it's going to be this Saturday, February 1st. So this is rescheduled. Third time is definitely going to be a charm, and that's happening in Clinton. So I was trying to, oh, I'm sorry, did I do something there? Okay, we're good. So it is the Yuletide Bonfire, and it is in Clinton, and we're looking forward to that. So just a reminder, it's this Saturday. I'll post that. We'll get caught up on commercials, and then we'll be back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org. When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
All right, and we're back. We got through our commercials. We're multitasking. We actually did get through our commercials like a minute early. So we are on track today. We just posted the information for the bonfire for Clinton, and that is now on our – I thought we just posted that. Oh, I think that I have to unpin that, and then I think we'll all be able to see – our post for today, which includes the information on the film on Saturday, February 8th at 2:30 for the Ann Murrow Lindbergh. You'll have the Sky film and discussion after the 30-minute film. And you'll also see the Clinton Town Yuletide Bonfire information, which has now been rescheduled for the third time's a charm for this Saturday at 6:30, I believe that is. 6 p.m. 6 p.m. to 8:30, and Saturday is February 1st. So if there's anything that you wanted to do in January, I think that you better get to it, because this month is quickly wrapping up, and we're never sad to see February go, because we know that we can move into the next month. That's short, goes quickly. We have Valentine's Day in there, that at one time was one of my favorite holidays. And hopefully this year we'll get to do a lot of holiday baking, because that's always fun. There's always so many recipes this time of year with chocolate and hearts and all kinds of things. I know for Valentine's Day this year for my mom, even though she's diabetic, there is a shortbread cookie recipe that she always made once a year, and she was so good at it. It was the best shortbread that I've ever had. And it's been a long time since she's been able to make shortbread. And it's really the only cookie she could ever make. She's really not good around the oven, so I never really encouraged that. Although I have to say the woman always tried. She always tried. But her shortbread was absolutely amazing. There's a handful of dishes that she made better than anyone in the entire universe, I believe. Everything else, not so sure about, but those couple of things. So we finally tracked down her shortbread recipe from a next-door neighbor's daughter that had saved it through her mom's thing. So we're really excited, and I think for Valentine's Day, even though my mom can't really have too many, I think that's what we're going to do for her. So maybe you have some special Valentine's Day things that you want to tell us about. I'd love to hear about them. Love to know more about what your plans are. And even if there's something exciting going in or around Hunterdon County, you know, for sure we want to hear about it. The only other thing that we really wanted to talk about today was, of course, about the film credit information in New Jersey. Now, you may recall we have hosted several topic shows on the film industry in New Jersey. First, before there was the tax credit had expired during Governor Christie's time, and we were a proponent of the film industry being in New Jersey. And I know that a new tax credit was just signed to renew that in New Jersey. I'm going to find that. And I know that there's some critics of this, the Motion Picture and Television Commission, you know, how much film incentives are doing for our economy, all of those things. And I have to say that I do love the fact that we've had so many different films that have been here in New Jersey, throughout North Jersey and South Jersey, all over the state. And it seems really encouraging to me to know that New Jersey can once again, where we had the invention of the camera and the whole, we've covered how, you know, the film industry, the cameras moving to a motion picture. It's all been part of New Jersey's history. And I feel sometimes like we've missed that in our history. So I want to talk, you know, just remind everyone that there are different financial incentives for filmmakers. There is a tax credit program now, and I will post that link. I will find and post that link on our website so that you can all see some of the upcoming films or past films that have been produced in New Jersey. I know that there is one with Martin Scorsese that's already been, I don't know if it was an Amazon movie or too much about it, but I know he was in New Jersey filming, and I know people have commented on watching his film that is out. So I'm thinking that maybe it's out on Amazon. So maybe I should find out a little bit more information on that. I think it's called The Irishman, but I'll look that up. And while I'm looking that up, perhaps we should play a little bit of music. So, you know, I don't always do so well multitasking. So I think that we will look up the Martin Scorsese film. We'll see how good my memory is. And hopefully I am not going to play music that has any curse words, because occasionally I do that and then I'm appalled at myself, but it's what we do here. So let's see, we'll do a little Jan Arden. Hopefully that's not too much cursing in there for all of you. And I'll look up the information and we'll be back to wrap up our hour. right? And we had some words there with the plane ticket and waiting. So hopefully you all understand the complexity of my brain and tying this all together to our topic of Anne Morrow Lindbergh. So hopefully if it was the first time you're hearing about her accomplishments as an author and such an amazing pilot, perhaps that will fuel. All right. Am I the only one getting this today? Hopefully someone's picking up on my cute puns here, but hopefully that will fuel your interest and you will attend the screening, which the date and time, 2:30, is, which would be in two Saturdays. So this Saturday is the Clinton Bonfire, which is February 1st, and then the following Saturday is the screening for the film that we talked about today. So back on our film topic with Martin Scorsese. Yes, you're all wondering how I couldn't remember. I was sort of certain, but not entirely. So I did get the name right. The film was The Irishman, and it is a Netflix movie. So it didn't really have a wide opening in theaters. It had a world premiere at the Nork Film Festival, and that was at the end of September. And then tickets went on sale to the general public in September. And then it had some independent releases in different theaters. But then it went to Netflix, which prefers to make its shows and movies available to subscribers as soon as possible. They ended up rolling it out, I believe. And it stars Oscar winners Robert De Niro and Al Pacino. Is that right? No. So Martin Scorsese film had a similar rollout to the film that was in Patterson, filmed in Patterson with Robert De Niro and Al Pacino. So De Niro, 76, plays hitman Frank the Irishman, Sheeran, and Pacino, 79, plays Teamster Union leader Jimmy Hoffa. Both actors are made to... it's based on the 2004 Charles Brandt book, I Heard You Paint Houses. And that is a book by a Camden native, which is interesting, right? And that was because this film is out now. So a lot, that's why I think over Thanksgiving weekend, I heard people saying that they had seen it or talked to people who said that they watched it. So Netflix released a teaser trailer for the film in July, and now you can find it if you're on Netflix. I'm not sure where else you can find it, but it certainly is on Netflix. So if we find out any more information about it, we'll post that, and we're wrapping up our show. But we wanted to mention that one because there was so much filming in New Jersey for two different films at the same time with such amazing stars. So we're going to do our commercial, and then you'll have another hour in a different show at 5 o'clock. Thanks for staying with us.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located at the historic Large House, 119 Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programs.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the impeachment trial in the Senate continues against President Trump, the president's attorney, Kenneth Starr, says the U.S. is now living in the age of impeachment.
Instead of a once-in-a-century phenomenon, presidential impeachment has become a weapon to be wielded against one's political opponent.
Kobe Bryant's pilot received special permission to fly in the fog minutes before the fatal crash on Sunday. Air traffic control audio posted by liveatc.net contains a portion of the audio where the controller says the helicopter is flying too low for them to monitor.
2 Echo X-ray. You're still too low level for flight following at this time.
No response was heard, and seconds later, the helicopter crashed, killing all 9 people on board. This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
With the Iowa caucuses set for February 3rd, Democratic presidential candidates are getting in as many campaign stops as they can. Former Vice President Joe Biden has scheduled events all this week in Iowa, and Mayor Pete as well. But for Democratic Senators Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, things are a little more in flux due to the impeachment trial going on in the Senate of President Trump.
The schedule we had planned for Iowa is now in the garbage can, and we had to rewrite it very quickly. So I have zero idea what's going to be happening this week or perhaps future weeks. Nobody really does know.
The CDC says more than half the flu cases this season are hitting children and adults under 25. It estimates there have been more than 15 million flu illnesses with 8,200 deaths. 54 children have died of the flu, including 2 students at the Utah Military Academy. The flu virus is widespread in 35 states. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
In entertainment news, USA Radio Network's Wendy King takes a look at the top 10 movies at the box office over the weekend.
These streets, I never trusted anybody but me. I'm asking you, man. Bad Boys.